It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And we got the one and only in the fabulous and the ever so graceful.
That's right.
Miss Victoria's Vicky behind
Good
the glass.
Morning.
How you doing, Vicky?
Fantastic.
You stayed out of trouble?
I tried.
You trying to?
I mean, A for effort.
But you owned it with the go-go today.
Oh, thank you.
I said, look at Vicky.
Yeah.
So, do we have a poll question up for today, Vicky?
We do have a poll question up for today. So, now that the Carolina Hurricanes are up 3-2 after they won last night, go
Canes.
Right. Do you think they will be able to keep the momentum for Game 6 in Boston tomorrow?
Wow. Let's hope so.
That's a tough one. 84%, though, think that they will. So, I don't know if that's optimism, but.
Well, there you go.
Man, you know what? Not often we get a chance to do it, but you know what? Today's going to be a pretty special day. We're going to talk a little soccer.
That's right.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little soccer. Last weekend, our very own North Carolina Courage won the 2022 Challenge Cup tournament last weekend.
And
in the NWSL, and right about now, we got our very own from the North Carolina Courage, Abby Erceg, joining us.
Yeah.
How are you?
What's going on? I'm good. I'm very good. After that introduction.
Man, I tell you, so talk about the cup, winning it, and then, you know, because this is kind of the start of the season for you guys. But talk about winning the cup and then, you know, the preparation for that and everything that went into that.
Yeah. I've been a part of this team for a while, and we've won a few championships. Mm. And it, obviously, it always comes at the end of the season. So
I like that.
To celebrate.
Yeah, we've won a few.
We've won a few.
Yeah.
So to celebrate at the start of the season is really strange. I was just, you know, saying outside that, like, it kind of feels like the end of the season. You kind of, where do you go from here after you've won a championship? It's kind of like, oh, we have to play more games? Like, what is that about? But it's cool. I think it brings a group together, you know, winning something like that and having the excitement and the bonding time, I guess, afterwards is really cool. And I think it's only going to help us, really. In terms of how we prep for the rest of the season, it's new for me. I've never had to do it after celebrating a win like that. So I think it's going to be fun. I think the girls are having a good time. Obviously, celebrating like that is fun for the girls. So, yeah, I think we'll just take it in stride.
Wow. Now, hearing you say that, it's like, so the season's getting ready to start. The campaign is actually getting ready to start, which is kind of weird. The upcoming home games include a week from today, Wednesday, May 18th versus Orlando Pride, and Sunday, May 22nd against the San Diego Wave, which that team includes people like Alex Morgan, those kind of names. Just talk about the mindset. Like, okay, you got to close off what you guys just finished. Now you got to get ready for regular season and really go in pretty hard. Talk about some of you guys' preparation and get ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. It's all a bit of a new experience for us. Usually when you celebrate that, you go home and you have time off and you relax. And, you know, as you can tell, people's voices are still recovering and the bodies are still recovering. And it feels a little bit like the end of the season. But I think so far we've done a really good job of managing players. It's been a really, really heavy schedule. We've played six games, but it feels like it's been an entire season already. Mm-hmm. So I think at this point it's just managing bodies, making sure people get appropriate rest time, rotating people in. You know, we've obviously seen what we can do and the performances have shown that in terms of what we've won already. So I think managing players in terms of rotating the roster is going to be key for us. You know, in terms of the professionalism and heading into the next game, it's not difficult for us to just head into another game and play. That's what we do. We've done that for many years. But it's just making sure that we manage the emotion of it, you know, making sure we don't step back and take our foot off the throttle because we've already won something. It's making sure that we nail down and continue on with the progress that we've already had.
Awesome. We are talking to Abby Erceg with the North Carolina Courage, and congratulations on making all tournaments.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't aware that they were doing that, so that's, I'm happy about that. Thank you.
So just add that to it.
I like to come up with fun facts, and I see where you're just one of very few that have played in over 100 international games, matches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great success. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been playing since I was about 16. So I started young. So I managed to get a lot of caps in when I was a lot young, and they're investing a lot of time into our national team. So I was very, very lucky at the time that I started to play.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You're talking with North Carolina Courage on team captain, Abby Erceg, and you guys, Reese just mentioned you guys starting the season. Starting on Wednesday, the 18th. With the Orlando Pride, what's one of the things you think you guys as a team want to focus on coming into this season?
I think one of the issues we had was the rotation of the roster heading early into the season. So one of the issues was whether or not we could we could gel as a team and maintain the culture and keep that going, keep that success going from previous years. But obviously, with some of the results that we've had, we've shown that we can do that. So I think the focus at the moment is just on some of the performances that we've had. You can see that there's a little bit of rust. There's a little bit of we don't quite understand each other yet, and there's some mistakes happening that probably wouldn't happen with a team that's been together for a while. So I think defensively we want to tighten up a little bit. We're letting in some goals that I think at this level shouldn't be happening. So I think heading into the season we just want to tighten that up. We're obviously scoring a lot of goals and winning games. It's just a matter of can we keep teams out and make sure that we win those games a little more easily than what we're making it for ourselves at the moment.
As a team captain, understanding that that's what you guys want to focus on, and you just mentioned some things that really kind of leadership based. What are you going to do as a team captain to kind of push that along?
I think one of the ways that I lead is just by example, making sure that I live the team values and the way that the team wants to run, making sure that I'm at the top of that and making sure that people can see that I'm the example in that way. I believe firmly in letting people lead themselves. I think the culture that we have, people at this level know the game well enough to know what's good and what's, you know, what's not needed. And then there's just a couple of times when you're going to steer the team in the right direction with the way that you're acting and the way that you're being and living the values. So it's very much a role that I step back from sometimes and just let the team kind of decide where they want to go. And it's just a discussion with players. I don't think necessarily that a captain always has to be the one that's speaking and always has to be the one that's out in front. I think if you let other people lead, the team's going to be a lot more successful.
Nice. Awesome. I want to remind people.
Sounds like a great leader to
Exactly. Right. And by the way, you stole my question. That's going to be my question. I just want you to know that. So I'm not happy about that.
Well, at least I was right.
You was right on target. I want to remind people that the NC Courage play their home games at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. They're two-time NWSL champions. They're aiming for another championship, obviously. Tickets start just right at $20. And you can get those tickets at NCFCTix.com. You get your tickets right there. Talking about your other teammates. You got other players on there from Brazil, all over the world. Talk about some of those special players, your teammates that you play with.
Yeah, like I said, I've been with the team for a while, so some of those players from other countries, yes. I've played with them for about 4 or 5 years, and it's exciting. I think soccer's one of the ways that you meet people from different countries, and you know, you create this family from places that you'd never otherwise experience. You know, I've played with the Brazilians for 5 years, and she's amazing. I think she was MVP of the tournament, so playing with players like that and gaining that experience from them is just, it's not something you can buy. It's not something that you can, you know, go and purchase and have that experience. So I think I really value players like that. She brings the culture from Brazil into the team. I think the way that Brazilians value soccer and value football is second to none. They're the country in the world that celebrates it like no other. So for her to bring that to somewhere like North Carolina is special. You know, I'm from New Zealand. We don't celebrate it the same way that they do as well. So I get to experience that. And then you have players like Denise O'Sullivan in midfield, who's just like gritty and, you know, hard tackling and just loves to work hard. And I love playing with players like that too. She brings an energy to the team that, again, coming to little old North Carolina and little old New Zealand, you just don't really experience that so much. So I value players like that, and I value experiencing their culture through soccer.
Awesome. We're talking to Abby Sergeant with the North Carolina Courage. You've played all over. We've talked about that 100 matches from Japan, Australia, even in Chicago, and now in Cary, North Carolina. But what would you say is, with all of that, been your defining moment?
Oh, well, that's a big question. Honestly, I think coming to North Carolina probably was one of those defining moments for me. I played in Chicago, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's obviously a really big city. There's a lot going on, and then you kind of go from there into Cary, North Carolina. You're gonna go, what am I going to do? How is this going to go? And I actually thought about leaving at that point. It was a point in my life where I was like, I'm not really enjoying soccer. I'm not sure if I want to do it. I want to stay in Chicago. And you have like that kind of crisis moment. And I had a really, really good long chat with my mom. And she said, you know, just give it a go. See what happens. You never know. It's a new coach. It's a new team. You could really enjoy it. She said, give it 1 year. And if you really, really don't like it, then you can leave. And I was like, okay, Mama, I'll give it a go.
There you go.
So I tried it, and obviously the team was really successful. And from that point on, I've just absolutely loved it. The coach was amazing. The team was amazing. And it was just a turning point for me in terms of the way I viewed soccer. I valued the girls that were coming in. I valued the culture. It was just a massive, massive moment for me. And I'll never leave the team. I just absolutely love it here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What turned it? Was it Krispy Kreme?
Was it the barbecue?
What gave us the edge?
She left that point.
I always knew we could beat Chicago. I just want to know what it was.
Yeah, what was the fighting moment there?
What was the fighting moment that we beat out Chicago? I like this. This is great. This is great news. We talk about Abby Ersig, team captain for North Carolina Courage, and you guys do such a wonderful job. It's such a class organization, and you always put a winning product on the field, and it shows each and every day. Last question for me is, how do you keep it fun? Because you ladies are always smiling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Energy, smiling. Yeah, we love that.
If I didn't know it better, I think it was a sports shop team. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do all the time.
That's what we do. How do you guys keep that energy? You're always smiling.
Well, obviously, winning helps. I always say that winning is fun.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but I think the way that we came into North Carolina, we really had nothing to lose. So it was just like, work really hard, enjoy each other, enjoy the culture. We wanted to make trainings a really, really competitive environment. And I think for professional players, competing is fun. You don't have to play games to make it fun. I think competing with one another is what we enjoy. We enjoy that. So we always had that in training. We're always competing with one another, pushing each other to be better. And that was really enjoyable for us. And that culture has kind of carried through, you know, from day one, from I think that was 2017. So for 5 years of that, you just enjoy it. You love seeing people come in and enjoying that. You see them coming from other clubs and talking about how much they enjoy training and how much they enjoy the girls. And that's addictive, I think. I think when you see people come in and really enjoy the culture that you have helped to create, you just want to carry it on and make sure that they're having a good time and they enjoy soccer just as much as you enjoy it. So it's the training that really does it for us, I think.
That's fantastic. We're excited to have you guys here. We are personal friends, good friends with Steve Mallett.
We really
want him to keep it going there for the Courage perspective. And this has been, thank you for hanging out with us. This has been great.
Thank you for having me.
I'll tell him it wasn't a barbecue. That's not what it was.
It might have been the barbecue.
Yeah.
I think it was a donut.
Oh, there you go.
Krispy Kreme was undefeated. I'm telling you.
Only when the light is on, though. We're hot now. There you go.
Yeah. And duck donuts. So I don't know if you've had that.
No, what? I heard it.
Okay, don't hate on duck donuts now.
I mean, it's not Krispy Kreme.
Right. It's not the same.
Let's keep it 100.
But yeah.
It's a little cakey.
It is a little cakey.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Firm Pam Thompson Smith. How you doing, Pamela?
Good morning. I'm jamming over
there. You go without that big old document over there. You got a whole lot of words over there.
But she got a color coded too.
Color code everything.
So what's the purpose of the blue? What's the difference between the blue and the yellow? I'm trying to figure out.
Well, the blue is like that's to draw my attention.
Okay.
So that's like the score.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. That's just
you got that. You got that disorder.
I get up early to make sure I'm organized.
Your attention span is all over the place.
That's why. That's why I have to color code it to draw myself back. Like, bam, go back.
Come on back.
Come on back. Come on in.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at hers. I'm looking at mine. I said, now one of us is doing this.
I know.
Because you know all that. Y'all know all that on top of your head. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, that's true. We do, so. And people actually believe that because they walk up to you and start talking to you about it. Like,
I know.
Like you live it 24 hours.
Yeah, off the dribble. Like, you know, like out of left field. Like, what?
Man, that play the other night.
Yeah, I like.
Huh? What play?
But people don't realize this, too. I don't know about you guys, but if you meet me today at 1 o'clock and say, what y'all talking, I love what y'all talked about this morning. My question back to them is,
What are we talking about?
Because I just kind of, you got to refresh that brain, get ready for the next day. I just can't remember what happened the morning before.
Yeah.
I mean, morning of, it's crazy.
Yeah. Now, you may ask me, I may say the same thing. I may not.
I know.
They asked me,
what position did I take?
I did an interview last night that's going to air Saturday, I think.
Okay.
And the guy asked me, he said, well, how do you do this with these two veterans, these guys?
Right.
I said, I study. I said, they are the best in the business. I have to study.
I study, like, for real.
For real.
So how did they know that?
Here's the cutter code notes over here.
Right. I said, they are the best in the business.
I appreciate your hard work. And the fact that you take it seriously enough to study.
And we do.
Because sometimes people get heavy carrying them. I'm just telling you.
Sometimes people think they can do this, and they come in substitute with one of us out.
It ain't
and when the light come on, you like a deer in the headlight. Ain't gonna call no names, but you know who you are.
Both of you.
Both of y'all, yeah. I just leave it right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. That happens like, ooh.
Because people are like, oh, I can do that. Okay, fine. Come on in.
That red light comes on. It's something different.
They don't watch all of the highlights. Yeah. They watch all the scores. It's when it starts. Ooh. Like, come on, keep up.
This is really, really a true story, too. Absolutely.
It's all good. It's a good story. Yep. We got Victoria's Vicky back there behind the glass.
Good morning. I am working.
You eating? Are you eating?
I am trying to eat, yes.
Whoa.
I'm eating more than I was last week, for sure.
Okay.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Thank you, Pam. Yeah. I appreciate that, yeah.
We watch you. We watch you.
Well, hey, you know, somebody's got to.
Keep my eyes on you.
We are your people.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. How are we doing on the poll question today?
Well, looking at our poll question today, brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. Now that the Carolina Hurricanes won last night, the series is 3-2. Do you think they'll be able to keep the momentum in Game 6 against Boston tomorrow? In Boston, that's the key. And about 85% are optimistic. They say yes.
Wow.
I know.
It's interesting. It's so many angles to last night. Games, NBA games that were on. But the one I want to just real quickly go through is Joel Embiid. He's playing.
Oh,
by the way, they did come out and say what we said in the first place. It was a concussion.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you could just have said that.
Right.
Depending on how
Why
bad
didn't
it
they want to say that? Is the question.
I'm like, yeah.
Their whole organization's all jammed up, man.
But
Glenn, but he can't see the cell phone light. We already know what that means.
So go.
I know.
That's a telltale sign. It's one of two things. It's a concussion or it's tequila.
It could be a combination of both.
If you got a concussion, take tequila.
There you go.
No, that may be the remedy.
Yeah.
Don't let Pam be your trainer. Anyway, they got ran out of town last night. I'm talking about the 76ers. And Joel Embiid had no energy. He was just off. Right, it was just off, just all the way around. Glenn Doc Rivers had no real response for other than we gotta win the next game. Okay, thank you, coach. But Embiid talked about he's risking his health by playing in this series. Let's hear his comments as he talks about this post game.
I don't think so. You know, obviously I'm not a specialist. I'm just listening to the doctors. I don't think so. So it's just about pain tolerance and. This is a lose-lose situation for me. If I don't play, probably get called soft. And, if I play and I play bad, probably come up with a bunch of stuff that I guess is just not good enough. It's all about, try to stay. Not get too high or too low, and just going out there and really try to, like I said, dig very deep and try to do whatever I can.
He wasn't ready last night. He should have sat out. Because he answered the question in the beginning. He said no, he don't feel like he's putting himself
right. But then he kind of changed it.
Then he changed it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a concussion. Or if he's having, he wasn't ready last night. Something was wrong.
Do you think he was mad? He was asked that question. No, not at the coach.
You just won two games.
Yeah, but the second year in a row, he didn't get MVP.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Which to be fair, he should have got MVP.
I mean, that guy. Oof.
Yeah.
He that dude.
Yeah.
I always said, I'm only knock on Embiid always was the he could never stay. He could stay healthy, but not, he would get tired. He couldn't play. Complete games. They would run him out. But even with that man, that guy.
Yeah, man. I'm like, you don't get it this year. When you get it? Yeah.
He said, I'm not mad, but that's 2 years in a row I put myself in that position. It didn't happen. It's almost like at this point, whatever.
Oof.
But to address the sound we just heard, you said, people are gonna say. He's soft if he don't play.
Oh,
if he plays bad.
What people?
Like his
fans or your coach?
Or himself.
Right. He could be hard on himself. Right. That's a good point.
I think he's had a conversation like, what CJ Leslie's name was when he played for NC State?
I used to call him the first.
He called him the board.
No, the board.
Board, yeah. He had five or six names. He was five or six different people. Depends on what was going on.
As you get to the free throw line, you don't know which board member you're talking to.
So I'm thinking
it
beat may be that way. No, he having this conversation with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's concerned about it because he mentioned. But Kate made it right. He answered the question the first time, saying, "No, it really didn't matter." But if I were to think about it, it's only two ways I can go with it. I'm gonna lose both ways.
That's right.
What you're doing.
So here's my heartburn and why I slipped up and had to.
Agree with Reese.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't
say
slip
it.
Up. No,
say
no,
it.
You did not slip up. The facts matter on this show. And that was the true fact. Hashtag Reese is right. What'd you say, Mac?
Glenn Doc Rivers. Along with the rest of his teammates. Here, you were dead and buried. You were gone. You were out of this thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy comes back after a concussion. Maybe he was ready, maybe he wasn't. Having a fractured orbital bone,
yeah.
Which I always love saying, orbital bone.
Yeah.
Comes back, puts you back in the game, back in this series, tries to tough it out last night, and nobody was there for him. Mm. Nobody. Mm. The coach, the rest of his teammates, nobody showed up.
That's right.
I'm like, damn, he just gave you two nights off. Can somebody show up? Just once.
Yeah.
Nobody showed
up. Yeah, I was surprised. James Harden.
Nobody.
Not at all.
Tobias Harris, he had like 2 points. It was ridiculous.
And then
man.
He still tried to come back a little bit, like late in the third, to give you a little spark, what he could do, and you still couldn't figure out how to pick the guy up. I'm telling you, man, stuff like that make you want to say, look, I want a new team. Because y'all ain't the one.
Right.
Y'all not the ones. You're not the one. I mean, I get it. I didn't have it tonight. I understand. But I got us back in the game. I mean, we back. Come on.
Right.
Go with me. Nobody went with the guy. Nobody. I don't like it personally. And I think it all starts with Glenn Doc Rivers.
Oh, not.
Hashtag Reese is right.
Right.
Not, I didn't say that.
Not the winningest coach in NBA history.
10.
Right. No, I mean, he's in top five. Literally, he's in top five.
And the reason I have a problem with that, because a coach with that type of pedigree, I expect more. I really expect more from you.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And you should have been able to manage that situation. You know who this guy is. He's been playing with you for that since you've been there. Come on, coach. Manage that situation. You got to do better than that.
Well, he said he's going to watch the film.
I don't give a damn.
He said
maybe.
He made me. Maybe he may watch
what,
it.
Or he may trash it.
He may burn it, yes.
What he need to do is start watching these moving companies to see, make sure these rates don't go
up. I know. He may want to get in early.
We better start doing it.
He may want to. That's a great point.
Because this, I mean. And I
hate to be on the ledge around the two of y'all. Just go.
No, I'm just saying. It is what it is. You know this, and I know this.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go ahead and make it happen.
Look, sometimes don't color me with the problem.
You are the problem.
I'm the wrong one.
Look, say, look in the mirror, right?
Man, I don't know what I'm going to do. What the hell you mean you don't know what you're going to do? It's your fault. Leave. Huh? You don't think I should? Leave. Bye. Go. Anyway, but I don't know, man. But you know we're going to do all this talking. You know where you're going to end up.
And the Lakers?
Where? Street. Charlotte. Watch what I tell you.
You know what's interesting? I forgot they come. But he better come. No, Mike does that.
And then I'm going to say, Reese don't like you.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I just don't think he's a good coach.
I'm like, snitching.
I had nothing to do with it.
I'm snitching.
I'm coming
I'm
to
saying,
the game.
Hey, Glenn.
He probably down at hoop tee.
Yes.
Later this summer. You know what? That's a good point. Glenn, it's all good, man. Don't take
all
it personal.
All these clips. Glenn, yes.
Hey, Glenn, Reese don't like you.
He's such an instigator.
You think I would?
I know you would.
Because
right.
He got me. He got me one time.
We was down there. Who's the basketball player at the hoop tee thing? You know, who can't get right, couldn't shoot a jump shot. Gilchrist.
Reset. Reese is saying y'all now. You got to be careful, Reese.
Reese be down there with the jacket. I saw you down there one time with like the
Reese
the
will
peak,
sell you out, yeah. Though. Reese.
Peak his jacket.
Reese, hey, man, how you doing? Man? Hey, man, yeah, man. You know, sports. He said, yeah, man, K-Mac. You know. He says, yeah, you know, he loves the game. Man, tell him, K-Mac, tell him all the stuff you say.
It's just
Oh, we set it up. You set him up.
He can score 2 points in the gym by himself for an hour. He can score 2 points in the gym. I'm just telling you.
And the guy standing there with his wife and all of that.
Yeah, his wife was there too.
Oh, no.
What'd you say?
I was like, man, I remember when you was at Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, you're just a great pal at Kentucky.
That's all I got.
Although you paying for the harness for the last 7 years, no matter anyway.
She looked at me like,
yeah.
Let's
really?
Go. Let's yeah, go. Yeah.
They actually left. They left. They did.
Really yeah. left.
Oh, yeah. No.
He set me up.
He did. Well.
Maybe they was leaving anyway. We'll just put it on there.
You missed the good food. Anyway.
Don't ask me no questions after open bar.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.